Friar Odino, may I ask you something? Are you a bit concerned of leaving the Abbey?
The routine has grown stale. I cannot keep up with the days.
What shall we do then, without the Abbey?
Well, for one thing, we shan't have to live the order of the day. Does that not please you?
I suppose. I do not know.
Of course you do not. It is all you know. These catacomb walls are the same dreary routine. Yet you shall see, soon enough. You do not belong down here. Your father knows it well. He sees what I have seen for some time now. A bird fluttering in its cage.
What bird? Where?
You are the bird, and the Abbey is the cage.
Friar, does the wine taste as it smells?
Even better.
It smells bad. It must taste so as well.
After a few cups, one does not dwell upon taste. Help a fat and tired fool, my boy.
Why do you drink the wine more than the other monks, Friar?
1 Timothy 23:5.
No longer be drinking water, but a little wine be using, because of thy stomach and of thine often infirmities.
Not the barrel, this one, boy.
'Tis all the same, I gathered. Why this barrel, Friar?
Luke 39:5.
And no one, having drunk old, doth immediately wish new, for he saith, the old is better. What is it? I speak it correct.
Indeed you do, as you always do, Lazarus. Yet, now I have discovered the secret of it. As I see it, you have a small scriptorium of very tiny books beneath that mask of yours. And you turn their leaves with your nose.
I have no tiny books, Friar.
Yet how do you do it, boy? Recite every word as you do.
I can read Friar Odino.
Yet words do not remain in the minds of others as they do in yours. How might you read something only once and know it forever? None in this abbey can do it. In all of my days, I know of none, save you. Tell me the magic of it.
I only recall it, Friar.
Of course you do, boy. And only the Lord knows the depth of such an uncommon blessing as yours.